Hi, this is Tony for Newcare Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Jake Solomon, insurance subject matter expert at JMR Software. Jake, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thanks, Tony.
Jake, we're talking about PPR, policyholder protection rules, have been coming for a long time, and there's been delays and postponements, etc. But there's an interesting deadline looming on the 1st of January 2020, specifically around Rule 13. And maybe you can just tell us a little bit more as to what this entails.
Intermediary sell insurance, and it's about policy administration activities on behalf of an insurer. So under this Act, the emphasis is that the insurer is ultimately responsible for all the policy services that is provided to the policyholder. And the insurer needs a better way to view and control the policy data that is kept by these intermediaries. So data management requirements under Rule 13 state that the insurer at all times must have access, as and when required, to data that is up-to-date, accurate, reliable, secure, and complete. The Act mentions that the minimum policyholder information, such as the name, ID number, mobile number, email address, needs to be provided. But in the greater scheme of things, the Act infers that the intermediary should provide as much data to the insurer so that in the event that the intermediary fails on their obligation to service the policyholder, then the insurer must be able to continue servicing the policyholder without a break in service. Furthermore, the data will also provide the insurer with a consolidated view of the product portfolio, the associated performance, and risks associated with each of these policies. We need to also note that the word access does not only mean to provide the insurer access to the intermediary's system, but also provide the insurer with all policy, claims, communication, and complaints information. So we need to take cognizance that it can be interpreted in the Act that Rule 16, 17, and 18 are interrelated and are also needed to comply to Rule 13 data management requirements. So in short, just to give you a brief overview, so Rule 16 discusses the need for record keeping of communication records. These are all policy-related communications, such as SMSs, emails, documents, policy schedules, endorsements, claims, settlements, and decisions that are being made. And then Rule 17 discusses the claim management information. So we need to have information around the claims, the statuses, when were they received, what claims are open, claims are repudiated, and claims, what is the outstanding amount and the risk on the policy. And then going on with Rule 18, discusses complaints management information that is needed to be provided, such as categorizing the complaints, the number of complaints that received, rejected, and complaints that are in progress. So it's important to note that the claims, complaints, and communication information is very pertinent and an integral part of the policy data management requirements. So to sum it up at a high level, as the deadline for Rule 13 is approaching, it entails for intermediaries having a mechanism in place that provides the insurer with data and access to policies, claims, complaints, communication, and policyholder information, and for the insurer having a mechanism that retrieves and stores this information.
So, very clearly from what you're saying is the intermediary is responsible to provide that information, but the insurer seems like will be held responsible if they don't have it. So who would then take the lead in this process? Where does responsibility start?
Well, the insurer needs to comply to Rule 13 of the Act. In order to comply, the insurer and intermediary need to work collaboratively. So in the case where intermediary does not have all the required information, then the insurer will state exactly what information they require, and the intermediary will make sure that the information is continuously provided. It's important to note that the different insurers may require different data to be provided and for this data to be structured in a specific way. There's no standardized method or one solution for everyone. Each engagement needs to be customized and the data needs to be tailored for each intermediary insurer solution.
It sounds, first of all, it is quite a serious issue. And then secondly, I mean, the collaboration is essential. It can't be done without that. So the my sort of closing question almost is the industry prepared for this? Has that collaboration taken place enough in your opinion?
Just like all compliance requirements, some will meet the deadline and others that had a late start will be delayed. But in the industry, intermediaries are at the different stages in complying to Rule 13. The intermediaries that are complying to Rule 13, the intermediaries that have the information stored in their own system and spreadsheets, but may not have all the information that is required, such as complaints and all correspondence information that the insurer continuously requires. And then the intermediaries that have systems that may be legacy or standalone that are struggling to seamlessly provide access and information to the insurer. So intermediaries need to meet the deadline or to comply shortly after the deadline. We need to partner with a solution provider who can either rapidly deploy, integrate and configure the existing solution and data onto an existing fully compliant system, or help with the best strategy to provide the required data to the insurer.
Compliance is a big issue, and now with the technology and the collaboration involved, it will be interesting to see how many people actually comply by the deadline.
There will be, like with all compliance, some will meet it, some won't, and some will be a bit late. As JMR Software and software solution provider in the insurance industry, we can assist intermediaries such as UMA, administrators, brokers to be compliant. We're able to analyze a specific situation and provide a best fit solution that meets the exact requirements. And we have already helped some of our customers. And as examples of the solution, we have provided them to be compliant to Rule 13. We have deployed customers and data onto our JMR Cloud Cover Insurance Policy Administration System, which is a fully compliant solution that meets Rule 13. And in some cases, we've provided a speedy solution to provide the insurer with appropriate policy claims, communications, and complaint information that the insurer requires real-time, daily, monthly, or as required. And in some other cases, we provided the best data migration strategy. So we have experience working with larger companies, and in addition, for smaller companies, we can deliver a less risk-based approach to fund the initial development and reduce the early financial outlay.
Very interesting. Well, thank you very much for those comments, Jake. It was enlightening to explore a little bit more into what Rule 13 actually means. But thank you very much for that.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for your time.